This episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks is brought to you by the Mason Jar, New York City. The Mason Jar is the official Gamecock bar for the New York City area. Fans and alumni of USC can come by the jar for some great barbecue, cold drinks, and of course, to watch the Gamecocks in any sport, all while surrounded by South Carolina memorabilia. If you want to get a slice of game day in Columbia all while in the Big Apple, head to the Mason Jar on East 30th Street. All right, here we go. Welcome to episode 87 of Cox Talking Gamecocks, brought to you by the Mason Jar, New York City. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And how are we doing out there, Gamecock Nation? Are we okay? And what was surely a full send weekend, getting things started early on Saturday, crazy Saturday all throughout the college football world. NFL on Sunday. I hope you were able to squeeze in a little bit of rest or not. You know, it's week one in NFL. We're week two. We're rolling in college, and you deserve that extra order of wings. You deserve that side of fries and ranch while you're at it. Salads, no thank you. I don't know where I'm going with that. But the point is, I hope you had a fun weekend, a exciting weekend, whatever you did, and are ready to attack this week here. So for this episode here, going to do a weekend roundup from a few scores around USC athletics and then recap the most recent football game against Arkansas. And we're going to get through it. We're going to talk it out. It's all good. We're all in it together. And let's get this thing started off here. Starting off with Friday, the men's soccer team beat Winthrop 4-2. Good job, boys. And Friday also, women's volleyball beat Cincinnati 3-0. Great job, girls. Way to beat the Bearcats there. And that about brings things up to speed again. If there's ever anything that I miss from around athletics or you want me to highlight a certain sport, please shoot me a DM. Would love to get all the feedback as possible. But that brings us to the big game from the weekend. Football season is upon us. SEC season is upon us. And Carolina fell to Arkansas on the road 44-30. And it hurts, right? And something that I said was that it hurts because it felt like this one was there. And it felt like we had a lot of reasons to really believe in this one. And it felt like this would have been a really, really good opportunity to make a little bit of noise, a lot of noise, rather, in the SEC and to validate a lot of the good feelings that we had leading up to this season. And to have it so close, to have this team come back in the second half, one possession game, it's just tough to see it slip through your fingers to a degree. Some of it, I would have signed up for if you had told me. I think we were down by 12 at the half, if I'm not mistaken, and we did bring it to one possession in the third quarter. So if you had told me that, I would have signed up for it, right? We knew it was going to be a fight. We knew it was going to be a tough test, but it just makes the L all that harder to take. And then you ended up losing by two scores. So it's just, it's tough to stomach, right? But when you do take a step back, we are just about where we should be for a second-year program that, in all honesty, is still rebuilding. Like, this would have been a very, very big upset. I know the spread was not indicative of that, but going on the road to a top 20 team that is returning one of the best quarterbacks in the SEC with a very good head coach, with solid recruiting behind them, That would have been a huge upset, and to do it on the road. But our program right now is just not quite there yet, and that's okay. You know, I think we do need to keep that in mind at times. Even with all of the great publicity this offseason, with all of the praise that this team has gotten, this staff rightfully so, Shane Beamer rightfully so, we had the ESPN show come in, and this team has certainly improved from last year, but it is far from complete. Far from it. We are still very much a work in progress, and we had some question marks coming into the season, and some of those question marks have reared their head in the first two games. It was a tough day, and on top of it, now there's some big-time injury worries with Cam Smith, Mo Cabba, Jordan Strawn, all getting banged up, and the fear is that Cabba and Strawn may have some serious injuries. It's just really not what you want to see, and I really, really am praying for those guys. I hope that it is not as bad as they fear, and we'll find out sooner or later. But with this loss, it's a little bit of a gut check, you know, a little bit of a reality check. I looked at it as a really good opportunity where we could maybe go in there and get this upset, genuinely. But we're just not there yet. And that's okay. This wasn't a complete rout. This wasn't losing on the road to, I don't know, I can't think of like a horrendous team right now, like Marshall, right? I mean, like, look at these things that happened around college football. It's not quite like that. You know, it's not like we were on the road in a weird out-of-conference game and got upset on the road. It's just something that we have to keep in mind, and we do need to see improvement week over week. And that's no excuse to let these question marks and these holes in the team fester, right? You have to address them. And it's about how you address them and how soon you can address them, because it's not getting any easier. You know what I mean? So we're going to jump right into things here. What I liked, what I did not like for all phases of the game here. So overall for the team, I liked the fight that this team showed. You know, I talked about it in my pregame show that if they can come out with that same energy and not quit when the going gets tough, we could find ourselves in this. And that's what this team did. When the team was down pretty sizably early, like, they continued to battle. They clawed their way back into things, showed fight on short yardage situations on defense, made some timely big-time plays on offense. It would have been easy for the team to fold early, to be like, nah, it's just not working. They're running all over us. It's just not our day. There's no magic. It would have been really easy for a team to do that. And that could have meant that this game got ugly really, really fast. Not with Shane Beamer, but we've seen Carolina teams do that. And when you watch college sports enough, you do find some teams do that. This team did not. So I got to appreciate that. Kept us in the game. What I didn't like overall for the team was it was yet again, we're talking about another slow start on the road. And yes, it's great that the team showed that fight, and it's awesome that we did stage a bit of a comeback, but having to dig out of such an early hole yet again is just a bad pattern that we've seen between last season and now last Saturday. And it will always be hard to play on the road, right? I mean, think about it. You're picking up, you know, nearly 100 college kids and dropping them in a weird place like Arkansas, and where they've never played before. It's a weird place, and you're expecting things to feel normal. You're expecting them to act normal. That's just not realistic, right? I mean, you drop me in Arkansas, I promise you I'm not going to be acting normal, right? But that's not an excuse. It's just what every team has to go through. So this staff really does have to figure out what's going on here. Why is it that when we go on the road, we tend to be sluggish out of the gates on both sides of the ball? It's very interesting. And it's funny because when we were in the flow of the game, I did feel like we were kind of in it early, but then you just looked up and it was like, holy crap, we're down three scores. Like, when the hell did this happen? It didn't feel like we were getting cooked, but it was evident that we did not start well, you know? So moving on to the offensive side of the ball here, what I liked, you know, what I loved, who I loved rather, Juice Wells. Juice is loose. Welcome home. 8 receptions, 189 yards, and a touchdown. Just a monster day. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Monster day here. He has shown early that he is the real deal coming out of the transfer portal, and he is a favorite target for Spencer Rattler. His 62-yard touchdown in the third quarter brought it to a one-possession game on top of a couple other big-time clutch catches, and we can definitely feel confident in him moving forward and really being a mainstay, a foundation piece for this wide receiver group, which is great. I also liked being aggressive through the air. We saw multiple deep shots that just missed, and it's freaking brutal, isn't it? Like, when you launch one of those passes, when Spencer chucked that up, it's like a second or two in reality, but it feels like damn near 5 minutes just waiting to see who's going to come into the frame. Just missed. Like, fingertips, one was just out of reach, really, really close. I liked taking the shots there. I did. And I liked using a Marion Brown there in that way. He had seen success there at his last school. And knowing that Arkansas's defensive backfield was banged up, it made sense to try. I kind of wish we had a little bit earlier. Maybe give it one more try. I don't know. It just, if you connect on one of those, it could have changed the flow of the game drastically. I mean, you saw it with the Juice Wells play. That wasn't a deep bomb, but that was a big-time throw by Spencer, 20, 30 yards, and then obviously the huge run after the play, and it changed the flow of the game. Got a little momentum on our side. And also, speaking of the defense here, while it wasn't necessarily the most pretty, the offense definitely deserves credit for putting up 30 points. You just have to give them credit. Got to tip your cap to them. Making some plays when they had to. Hanging in there. Fighting in this game. Now, again, it wasn't pretty. And I'm holding off on a lot of thoughts about the offensive staff just for a little bit. Trying to process them and presenting them in a very educated, somewhat educated, thought out way. But it just, isn't it weird, at least for me, it just feels like it's consistently disjointed. It just doesn't feel like we can never get into a rhythm. And it just kind of feels like Sat puts out some concepts and it's like work towards this instead of judging the team and adjusting and things like that. See, it's not a fully baked argument yet, not a fully baked take yet. So, you know, I'm cooking it up, and when it's hot and fresh, I'm going to give it to you guys. But what I didn't like on the offensive side of the ball was our run game, or should I say lack thereof. Marshawn Lloyd, Juju McDowell, and Jaheim Bell all combined for 63 yards total. Granted, they all scored. They got a touchdown apiece, but that total speaks to how we were just simply not getting that push. And it's simply head-scratching, really. It was clear that the passing game was being prioritized, which is fine. But you have to be able to make the other team at least respect your run game, try to help open things up. This staff needs to really look at the line, maybe move some guys around on that line, try to get more physical inside, try to get a spark, because we're hitting our heads against the wall at this point with just talking about not being able to get a push. I understand Arkansas is big. They're a big, like, physically big team. They're an SEC team, but so are we. We have a line full of juniors and seniors, six-year seniors, and we're an SEC team too. SEC team? I feel like I stuttered that, but, like, we need to be able to get a push, and we have good backs. And Juju simply has to get more carries. He only had 6. But whenever he gets the ball, he brings a spark. You can see how good he is. He simply has to get more carries. Also, some of y'all might not agree with me on this one, but I'm kind of over Jaheim Bell lining up in the backfield so much. I mean, he needs to be a featured pass catcher, which is where he shined last year and broke onto the scene last year. He didn't have a single catch on Saturday. He's a tight end. One of the best ones. And he didn't have a single catch. What are we doing here? I mean, you can mix him in now and then with a gadget run play, but he needs to either be lined up as a tight end or somewhere near the slot to be catching passes. And again, like, here's just galaxy brain Satterfield latching onto an idea that Jaheim Bell is going to be a carbon copy of NFL-level Debo, and we're just going to line him up in the backfield, and he'll just run all over the place. You can do it now and again, but he needs to be catching passes and running routes, which is what he's good at. And something I definitely did not like was the two turnovers. Turnovers in very bad times. Something that cannot happen when you are trying to upset a team on the road. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Need to protect the ball, period. And another note, something that I was neutral on as much as I was just crapping on the run game. I thought the pass protection, it was like a gray area for me. Generally, I felt it was better than week one. I felt Spencer had more time, generally speaking, but it still certainly was not great. Moving over to the defense, who I liked, was Nick Emanwari. True freshman, just all over the place. This dude rocks. And he's from the state. Things we love to see. Felt like whenever there was a big play, he was there. 11 total tackles on the day. Also, I liked the fight that the defensive line showed, especially in some clutch short yardage moments. There were a few moments that we did win that battle against a very big O-line. Jordan Birch played very well, in my opinion, had a sack. I thought Zach Pickens played very well. So it was good to see those guys fight very well. Now, what I didn't like on the defensive side was how we looked against the run. I mean, we were just getting steamrolled all day. There's no way to dodge it, right? And it wasn't even KJ Jefferson that was really burning us. It was their regular running back. Just smoked us. And going into this year, we knew that the team had to do a better job there of trying to slow down the run. But I felt that between the improvements at depth and more experience at the D-tackle position and at linebacker, that we would see an improvement. And it's early on, two games in, not really looking to be the case. Georgia State even ripped off a couple long runs, and Arkansas really had their way with us just about all day. I mean, that is really the core of what happened Saturday. Obviously, something else I don't like is giving up 44 freaking points, but it really begins, and the core of that was the lack of run stopping. Arkansas opened up with 3 touchdowns. They were just running all over the place. I think KJ Jefferson threw for like 21 times total the whole game. He didn't need to. They were just able to run. So you got to find a way to fix that. Also, something I did not like, this was team-wide here, was ironically enough, special teams. Did not like our special teams this week. I'm going to hold them to a higher standard because it's a priority in our program. There was the missed PAT. Like, that sucks, and that does happen from time to time. But the onside kicks, first off, the decision for the first one is something that I do not agree with, something that I don't know if it's being talked about enough. I mean, we had some momentum. There was still a good amount of time left, as far as I'm concerned, and all you needed to do was just kick the freaking ball down to the other end, get a stop or two, and that onside kick made it impossible. And then the execution of it was horrendous. They ran it back, basically. So I don't know what the heck was going on there. I mean, obviously, your special teams is not going to score points every game. I was not expecting them to, but I was certainly not expecting the special teams to give points, essentially, leave points on the field. So something I definitely did not like. So overall for the game, I mean, it sucks to lose, right? You could probably hear it in my voice. I'm sad. I saw a path for the upset going into the game. And as we got to halftime and then into the third quarter, it did feel like there was a chance, right? It really did. And it was a fun game, like, really, for, like, trying to get back, you know? It was just a tall task from the get-go, and we came up short. This was a very good ranked team at their place. And this performance is no reason to panic yet. Really, injuries aside, that could be reason to be concerned. But this performance needs to have a purpose. And our staff needs to find a way to improve and learn from it in every phase of the game, especially running the ball and stopping the run. The rubber has to meet the road eventually with this stuff. But that is football, right? I mean, it's not science. And all we can do as fans is move on, onward. And hey, it's officially Georgia Hate Week, y'all. I don't care that they're number one. I don't care that they're reigning national champs. To hell with Georgia. I hate Georgia. So let's just bring that energy all week. We're coming home. Williams-Brice. Home is where the heart is. Let's go, Cox. Now, quickly here, going to wrap up my six-pack of picks. I went 3-3 with wins from the Wake Forest game, the Wazoo-Wisco under, and Kentucky. How about Kentucky winning outright? I knew Florida was going to have the hangover then. That they were so overrated coming into this week. But we have to talk quickly about the chaos that ensued this past weekend in college football. I talked about Wazoo. Wazoo upsetting Wisco at their place. Then you have Marshall upsetting Notre Dame at home. Is it fair to say that Notre Dame is in shambles already? I mean, I knew they were overrated to start the year. What were they ranked? Freaking 5-8? Something ridiculously high. They're in shambles. Georgia Southern beat Nebraska and got Scott Frost fired. See you later. Put him on ice. And Texas nearly beat Alabama. Wild game. And then to cap it all off, App State beat Texas A&M in College Station. The scenes out of Boone were just insane. I don't think there's a drop of alcohol left in Boone, North Carolina. That matchup was crazy. The time of possession for App State was off the charts. And just to see some of the numbers that were being broken down of like 4 and 5 stars compared to like any ranked recruit at App State, the NIL money at A&M versus the coaching salary at App State. It was just awesome. Such a cool scene. App State, they are giant killers. It's crazy to say. Is this the weekend of the Sun Belt? I think it was. Are they a new power conference, maybe? Power 6? Who knows? A lot of people are talking. Maybe we should replace the Pac-12 with them. I don't know. But it was a wild and wacky weekend in college football. As far as South Carolina is concerned, y'all, it stinks now. This was a tall task. We came up just short. It's okay. We got to hope that we can get healthy. And all we can do is move onward and bring the energy and be present there for our team. That's our squad. Everything that we wanted is still within grasp. Let's go, Cox. And please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show. Cox Talking Gamecocks. Like, subscribe, and review to the pod as well. I appreciate all y'all.